Test 74, Section 2, Question 8. Here it says we're looking for an assumption on which the argument depends. And it says our political discussions tend to focus largely on the flaws of our leaders. So we focus on the flaws, but we need to remind ourselves that those leaders were chosen democratically. So we need to remind ourselves, hey, we picked them. The real question that needs answering is how our nation's institutions and procedures enable such people to attain positions of power. So what we really need to ask is, how did those people get in power in the first place? Thus, to focus our attention on the flaws of our leaders is to indulge in a pointless distraction. Okay, so the conclusion is, therefore, it's a pointless distraction. And that last sentence is the conclusion. The evidence is that we need to be focusing on how the institutions and procedures put those people into power. But the big jump here is, just because we need to be focusing on that more doesn't say that it's a pointless distraction. And so we do have to assume that focusing on their flaws doesn't serve any function. So, A, examining an individual leader's personal flaws does not reveal anything about how the nation's institutions and procedures influence the selection of leaders. That actually is something that we do have to assume. It's not exactly what I was looking for, but it's similar. And that saying, look, looking at individual people's flaws isn't going to help you understand the policies, procedures, and institutions. And we do have to assume that if we're going to say that looking at individual leaders' flaws is a pointless distraction. So A is good. Political discussions that focus on the flaws of leaders will become even more common if the institutions are not examined. We don't have to assume what's going to happen in the future, just what is currently going on right now. And so that one has the problem of, we don't have to assume what's going to happen down the road. C, the workings of the nation's current institutions and procedures that ensure that only flawed individuals. This one has word strength issues. Ensure that only flawed individuals. Both of those are too strong. We know that sometimes they allow them, but we don't know that they ensure that only flawed will. As yet, no one in the nation has made the effort to critically examine the details of the nation's institution. No, we don't know what has or hasn't happened. We just know that what we really need to do is look at those institutions and procedures. But we don't know that no one has, and it's also very strong. Concentrating on the flaws of nation's leaders creates greater dissatisfaction with those leaders. We don't have to assume that it creates greater dissatisfaction, just that it doesn't address the issue of the policies and institutions and procedures. And that leaves us with A as the correct answer choice.